Chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Friends, it is Sunday, May 25th, 2014. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Happy pre-Memorial Day. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. Please also visit spingola.com for a list of future guests and relevant links. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.wordpress.com. Be sure and click on the links up in the bar, and you'll find audio files and all kinds of wonderful things there. And it is a site that one of our listeners created, and he keeps it updated, for which I am so appreciative. He does such a fabulous job. It's just can't say enough thanks to him for doing that. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Please join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. We do have three guests today, which I'm delighted to be visiting. And remember that we will be taking questions and that we may not be taking calls. We'll just see how the time goes. But if you call in, the telephone number is 800-313-9443, but please wait until we open the phone lines, to ask questions. Otherwise, just, email us or visit the chat room. Our first guest today is Dr. Linda Lagemann, L-A-G-E-M-A-N-N. She is a commissioner on the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. She is an associate clinical professor at the University of California at San Francisco and a licensed clinical psychologist who recently closed her practice to devote full time to addressing some very serious issues in the mental health field. And there are some very, very serious issues. The more I read and study, the more alarmed I become. Her websites are drlagemann.com. Please also visit cchr.org and cchrint.org, and that's CCHR International. So welcome to the program, Dr. Lagemann.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Oh, it's just delightful to talk to you, whether we're on the radio or otherwise. It's just wonderful. Thank you so much. All morning I've been looking at the film, of course. The one film that we want to talk about today is, of course, The Hidden Enemy, which every single person should be watching, viewing at least once. And it's a documentary that just came out in the last couple of months. And there are links on the radio schedule page. Please do visit those links. And maybe today sometime, just watch the two videos that are linked there. you will just, it'll just shock you. It will just absolutely shock you. And anyway, yeah. The hidden enemy.
I think both of the videos that you linked on the website really will give people an education, kind of bring them up to speed on what's going on. One with just the psychiatric drugs in general in our population. You know, the one you put up there, The Marketing of Madness, right. Which was an award-winning documentary that Citizens Commission on Human Rights put out. And that kind of gives the whole picture of the direct-to-consumer advertising, how these diagnoses are made up, how they coincide with drugs that get put on, you know, commercials that we're all exposed to, you know, since 1997 when the pharmaceutical industry and psychiatry lobbied Congress and got them to allow direct-to-consumer advertising of psychiatric diagnoses and drugs. So it's really embedded in our society now, and you really get to see, you know, the interviews with some of the marketing people, the pharmaceutical reps, former, talking about how this is done and how they really sell this to people and make people think that their everyday struggles are actually a mental disorder that needs a drug. So that gives a whole education about that to see how it is that we could be today with now 1 in 4 Americans on a psychiatric drug. The numbers keep climbing. 1 in 4 Americans on a psychiatric drug. And that didn't happen overnight, but it certainly happened with the beginning of the direct-to-consumer advertising of these. And then the second documentary that was also award-winning, even though it just came out, it's already won at least one award I know of, industry award. So that is The Hidden Enemy, and that covers the very serious topic of the psychiatric drugging of our military. And that has started in really in earnest. I mean, the documentary covers the whole history of psychiatry in the military, not just in the U.S., but internationally, and the influence that it has, you know, gotten over the years, more and more influence to where we are again today with the effects that we see. So from 2005 to 2011, there was a 682% increase in psychiatric drug prescriptions in the military.
Oh.
Just a phenomenal, phenomenal number to take in. It was like that rate of increase was 30 times faster than in the civilian population. So, the psychiatric industry, pharmaceutical industry really combined and tapped into that unlimited budget, basically, of taxpayer dollars. You know, the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration, their current budget is $9 billion for psychiatric treatment now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. $9 billion a year?
Yeah, a year, annual.
That's more than what they spend on other things that are militarily focused, like guns and ammunition all the rest. It just kind of makes you wonder if they didn't just start a war just so they could drug up a lot of people.
It's really, there are a lot of things that it makes you wonder. There are a lot of questions that are, to be asked about this situation. And with the increase in drugging, the following year, so this really started in earnest in 2005, and just for background, I would like people to know that historically, you couldn't be in the military if you were taking a psychotropic drug. And this completely makes sense, because psychotropic means, psyche and tropic, it means mind-turning. So these are mind-altering drugs. They affect your judgment, your sense of reality. So it made complete sense that you couldn't be on a psychiatric drug in the military.
Sure.
Drugs and guns and military do not go well together.
No.
Okay, so historically you couldn't be on a psychiatric drug. Now it's just common practice. It's so common that to be handing these out to deploy soldiers with bags of psychiatric drugs. So, anyway, the big increase started in 2005, as I said, 2005 to 2011. We had that 682.
I wonder why. What significant thing happened in 2005?
I'm not aware of any particular thing. Do you know something? Are you thinking of something?
No, no. I'm just trying to figure out what if somebody made a deal with somebody or who.
Yeah, there has to have been, because this gets funded, so there have to have been behind the scenes lobbying to get the funds to do that. You can't just increase 682% psychiatric drug prescriptions without them being paid for by the budget.
I'm wondering. Yeah, who did what, when, and where?
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Back, says Deanna. Our first guest today is Dr. Linda Loggeman. Her websites are drloggeman.com and cchr.org. CCHRINT, which stands for CCHR International, and that's CCHRINT.org. And we were talking about what happened in 2005, and I'm just curious about who took over in the psych drug ordering department, the Department of Defense.
Yeah, well, That's a good question. I don't know. There's a lot of things that need to be looked into with this.
Sure.
And what I want to let people know, just the follow-up on that. So I was talking about how much increase there was in the psychiatric drug prescriptions in the military during those years, starting in 2005. And in 2006, we see the results of this. 2006, there was a rise of violent sex crimes and domestic abuse in the military, up 30%.
And oh my gosh.
Child abuse in military families was up 43%.
Oh my goodness. That's terrible.
It's destroying the families. There's not only, this is the thing with the psychiatric drugs. It's not just the damage it does to the individual, psychologically, the damage it's doing, the physical adverse reactions, what it's doing to their health also, but then to their families, and that spreads out. This is an impact on all of society. So the other thing is the increase in suicides, and that is a very, very serious problem in the military now and among veterans. And, they keep trying to figure out why is this occurring. The former Leon Panetta, the former United States Secretary of Defense, he called it an epidemic. There is an epidemic of suicides in the military that traditionally actually had a low suicide rate, but this also has climbed to where there are now, of active duty personnel, there is one suicide a day. One person kills himself a day, active duty troop, and 22 veterans a day are killing themselves.
Right.
That's horrific. There are more suicides now in the military than personnel killed in, by the enemy. So
that is
very
amazing.
It's really tragic, and it keeps climbing. The number keeps climbing, and they keep asking why, and they keep putting more money into psychiatric treatment, saying, "Oh, we got to fix this. This is a crisis. This is an epidemic." Put more money into psychiatric treatment, and not realizing that the very thing that they're putting money into to try to solve it is the thing that caused it.
Is it that they're not realizing it or not acknowledging it? Because anybody with half a brain can see the cause and effect. I mean, you said they introduced the idea of using these drugs in 2005, and by 2006 you have all of these things occurring.
Right.
I think, okay, people, even people in Congress should have enough sense to see the cause and effect and start asking questions instead of adding to the problem by saying, oh, well, let's give them even more drugs. That's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is getting this information to them and to other people. I mean, people need to have the facts and not just the things that, that are handed out by the pharmaceutical industry or the psychiatric industry. I mean, they need the real facts. And this is one thing that Citizens Commission on Human Rights is calling for and looking for support from other people for a congressional investigation into violence, suicide, the psychiatric drugs, the psychiatric drugging in the military. It needs to be looked at, needs to be investigated and addressed because it is destroying many lives.
Indeed.
These side effects that they're proven, the FDA adverse reactions they're listed on the warning labels of these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
To get an FDA, a black box warning, or to get anything but the black box warnings, to get these, they have to have what they call a reasonable certainty of causation. So it's not just the theory. It's not like, oh, this could happen. Maybe there's some theory. It's a hypothesis. No, they're factual. They've proven it already. They've seen it in studies. So the FDA proven adverse reactions of these psychotropic drugs are suicidal ideation, agitation, irritability, hostility, anger, emotional numbness, impaired judgment, impulsivity, what's called depersonalization. This is where somebody feels very disconnected from reality. They can't tell what's real, what's not. They feel disconnected from themselves, disconnected from others, like the world just isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you look at those adverse reactions And these are the recipe for violence and suicide.
Right.
You know, you put somebody on the edge, you impair their judgment, their sense of reality, they're emotionally numb, they don't care about anything, they don't even care about themselves dying, and this is where you get suicides, and this is where you get the homicides, the violence that we're seeing.
Sure.
You know, and the rational action would be to investigate this, and the rampant prescriptions in the military.
Sure.
The rational thing would be to say, stop, halt. But
right.
This is really part of this is, you know, it's a public relations game, you know, with the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, we're being manipulated, you know, with the gun issue. That's one where the gun issue is a very polarizing issue in this country, and it gets exploited every time we have one of these tragedies. You know, like this, you know, the Fort Hood shooting,
sure.
The recent one there, the Navy Yard shooting, the one that just happened Friday night. There was a shooting, this is not a military-related one, but it's, again, the violence and the psych drugs. The shooting UC Santa Barbara, that Isla Vista, that kid, Elliot Rogers, his father, I just saw this morning, his father said that he had Asperger's and was in treatment. Now, we don't know fully, but usually treatment means psychiatric drugs. And when somebody goes on a killing spree, you know, immediately the gun issue comes in, which it already has in this case. And I really think that that's just to distract people from the true cause, which is psychotropic drugs.
Sure.
Because
Absolutely.
Actually, the first three people he killed, he stabbed them to death also.
Right. So I guess you could say, well, it's all about knives.
Yes. And four of the injured were by his car. You know, he ran into
sure.
them, ran over them. So,
okay,
but the
cars and knives are out.
Yeah. So when you get, you cause this division, though, you bring that issue in and you get the country divided between, you know, like gun control people, Second Amendment rights. Meanwhile, while that's going on and people are fighting about that, meanwhile, psychiatry and pharmaceutical industry are securing more taxpayer dollars, getting bills written for more mental health screening that are written by psychiatrists, funded by pharmaceutical, you know.
Sure.
This is what happens.
And it's kind of amazing. I have thought, okay, so there's a war in the Middle East, or at least there's an invasion in the Middle East, and I can understand that certainly people who are stressed out from warfare, from the situation there, would feel stress. However, these people that are taking their lives, that are under the influence of these drugs, some of them, many of them have not even been deployed, and many of them have already come back, and they are just, and it used to be, as you said, that if you had any kind of a psychological issue, that you were really drummed out of the court, so to speak, or you weren't even, you couldn't even join, mm-hmm. because they just wouldn't accept that kind, you know, those kinds of issues.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a commercial break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Our first guest today is Dr. Linda Logman. Her website is drlogman.com. And the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, their website is cchr.org. And Citizens Commission on Human Rights International is cchrint.org. Could it be that they just decided at some time in maybe 2003, 2004 that they would make the military a guinea pig population and just see what happens? And what do you think? Because they could?
What's that? What was the last part you said?
Because they could.
The military population is definitely being used as a guinea pig. And this is not, actually, this didn't just start in 2003 or 2005. That's something that's covered also in the documentary, The Hidden Enemy, because the really kind of in earnest this started with World War II. But the military has been used as a guinea pig for many psychiatric experiments, not just drug experiments, but things that you would look at and say are torture. But now, definitely with the psychiatric drugging. And, you know, anybody who's on more than one psychiatric drug, as is most often the case, it's kind of unusual to just end up with one, because as soon as you take one drug, you have some adverse reaction, and then they give you another one, and it starts this process of adding more and more drugs. But anyone on more than one drug is a guinea pig. These have not been studied in combination. So even if something's FDA approved, you know, even if a drug is FDA approved, two together have not been studied and have not been FDA approved to be given in combination. And that's one of the other things, you know, we left off, we were talking about the suicides in the military. There are also, there's been a big increase in sudden cardiac death, and that is directly the result of the combination of drugs. These are military personnel, in shape, fit people, young, taking drugs as prescribed, but it's the combination, and it causes just, you know, in their sleep, they're just dying in their sleep, sudden heart stop. So that's another thing that needs to be investigated. Right before the break, you were talking about, you know, the numbers of these suicides and that they have not, you know, many of them have not been deployed. And that's absolutely true, because I think the first thing people think of when they think hear about the suicide rate, which is so high, they think, well, it kind of makes sense. They've seen all this, you know, trauma. But it's actually not the case. 85% of the military suicides never saw combat. And 52% of them were never deployed. So it's not that. But war has always been traumatic, and that has always been recognized. You know, they used to call it shell shock or battle fatigue. It was 1980 that psychiatry decided to put a label on that and say it was a mental disorder and call it, you know, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And once you call something a disorder, then that means, you know, a brain disorder. That means medication, psychiatric drugs, and that's where all the profit is. But right now, 37% of our recent war veterans are being treated for post-traumatic stress disorder. And once they get that label, 80% of them are given psychiatric drugs. So, again, these are the drugs. What they're being given are the drugs that are known to have all these adverse reactions to them, physically and psychologically. So it's a very destructive cycle, what we have going. It's, you know, kind of an upward, endless spiral of profit, because it one drug leads to another drug, and it doesn't work, and it leads to another drug. So it's upward spiral of profit and a downward spiral of damage and destruction that is being done to the individuals, their families, and, you know, society overall.
I was in the video this morning that I was watching. It said that it cost, I think, what, 2.5 cents to make 100 tablets. I can't remember which. It could have been Zoloft or one of the drugs. Mm-hmm. It cost 2.5 cents to make 100 tablets, and they are sold for $136. That is almost pure profit.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the other thing with the profit and the psychiatric drugs, one is they, with telling somebody they have a mental disorder, and usually the line also given to people is that it's a chemical imbalance, and which is complete fabrication. There's no such thing. It is not the case until you give them psychiatric drugs, and then you do alter things, and you do create a chemical imbalance when you start introducing that chemical in the brain. But it's making a person be a lifelong customer. That's the ultimate thing, is telling them they've got to stay on this for the rest of their life.
Right. So. And last Sunday, I was talking to a couple friends, and both of them have boys, sons who are in their 20s. And both of these kids, these young men, have been on psychiatric drugs for at least 5, maybe 10 years. Mm-hmm. And the one lady was saying, oh, my son just switched to Latuda, and it just seems to be so helpful. And I'm thinking, and I've heard the announcement on TV, the commercial on TV, and the list of things that could go wrong, and I'm thinking, are these people crazy? Don't they listen to these lists of side effects? It just boggles my mind that they could take something like this with the potential of killing themselves.
I completely agree with you. I think one of the things, you know, that I hope listeners really get is the seriousness of these adverse reactions. I think we've become, as a culture, we're used to lots of legalese and just ignoring it. You know, every time you, download some software or something, nobody reads the thing. You're just like, yes, agree. So we're used to a lot of superfluous warnings about things just for legal purposes. And so people treat these, the warning labels on these psychiatric drugs in a similar fashion. And it is a serious mistake to do that, because you should look at those labels, read each one of those adverse reactions, pause on it, and think, am I willing to have that happen to me or to my child? Because these happen. These are reactions people have. These are real things.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not just legalese.
People think, oh, this will never happen to me, or they're just not paying any attention to the list. Let me read one comment from the chat room that I think that we should address. It's true. One of my friends has PTSD because she was sexually assaulted in the military. The Navy just gave her pill after pill. And she never saw any combat, but she was sexually assaulted. Okay.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean that she has a mental illness. It means that she was sexually assaulted, and she is going to have some response to that. She's going to be, there could be a lot of responses. That does not mean a mental illness. And PTSD was, as you said, created in 1980 as a disease.
Right. Yeah, completely. And it's so damaging to put a label on it. So that woman, her reaction is a normal reaction to the assault. It's a reaction that any of us would have. She's not broken. She's not mentally disordered. There is nothing wrong with her. And it is completely destructive to be telling her she has a mental disorder and she needs a drug in her brain to fix that. That is not offering her any help. It's the opposite, obviously. You know, what she needs is to be able to talk to people about the experience, to make sense of it. You know, the other thing is, when people are traumatized, they need to regroup. They need to be able to have all their faculties to put something in order and make sense of an experience. And the last thing you want to do is put a mind-altering drug there. You know, it'd be like, taking LSD or getting drunk when you're trying to sort something out. That's not going to help.
Right.
So, that's really unfortunate, because it just makes her probably feel worse about herself instead of, helping her regain her real self back that was, kind of compromised in the assault.
Right, yeah. And talk to somebody to sort it out, to talk.
Yeah.
She needs compassion and understanding. Not something that's going to just make it worse.
Right.
And pills are going to make it worse, and she's not ill.
Right. That's right. She's not ill. That's the first thing. That's the very first thing. She does not have a mental disorder. That's the starting point. So right out the gate, something went wrong there. She doesn't have a mental disorder.
Right. I think we're so used to putting a label on things.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a commercial. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest this first hour is Dr. Linda Loggeman. Her website is DrLoggeman.com, and that is LAGEMANN.com. And the Commission on the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, their website is CCHR.org, and please visit that website. Let's just revisit that one more time about the rape victim. The reason that a psychiatrist would give her a pill. Well, when you go to a psychiatrist, you are in there for 5 to 10 minutes. It's just for a medical meeting. Just to say, hey, how you doing? How's the pills working? Okay, thanks. Goodbye. Pay the receptionist on your way out. They only give out pills. And the reason they give out pills is because it makes a lot of money for the pharmaceutical company. Now, if she wants to talk to somebody, they're not going to make that much money. And so they want to put a label on everyone. Everyone. I think that 99.9% of the people who visit a psychiatrist will be labeled with some kind of a defect, some kind of a disorder. I could probably be OCD, and I would be given a pill for it.
Well, all of us would be multiple things. I mean, if you the diagnostic and statistical manual that's used is a complete joke. I mean, it has no validity whatsoever. You know, with the numbers of visiting a psychiatrist and how many end up prescribed something, I don't know the rates for adults. I do know that children taken to see a psychiatrist, 91% of children who will walk out with a psychiatric drug prescription.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, so, you know, all of the money has been funneled into psychiatry and funneled into drugs. I mean, this is where the attention is, and it's actually obviously causing more and more problems, and people are not getting the actual help that they need. There are real problems. Our veterans come back with real struggles, even having seen combat or not, just the military experience, being away from home and family, and, you know, certainly somebody being raped. These are real things. There's, you know, mental and emotional struggles with coming to terms with that, and there is help for that. There's, in the military right now, there's not, the money is not being put into, you know, groups to talk with your peers to kind of decompress and, you know, come out of the experience. It's, you know, the money is going towards psychiatry, pharmaceuticals, and this is the problem. So, you know, we know these things. I just want to, you know, we have this limited time. Want to let people have a couple of other facts just to realize the significance of these, you know, and the black box warnings and what these drugs do. With the antidepressants, the way they got these warnings, you know, let's take the violence warning. GlaxoSmithKline, that makes Paxil, for years hid the issue that from their own internal studies that showed addiction to Paxil, one of the antidepressants, and severe withdrawal with suicidal and homicidal thoughts. Now, they ended up a class action lawsuit because of incidents that occurred, and they had to pay out $1.1 billion, and the FDA required them then to put a warning label about violence in the withdrawal phase. Now, that's great there's a warning label, but, you know, how about pulling it from the market entirely? Because it is known, now they know, they documented it, they had to pay out $1.1 billion because they hid it, they know it causes violence in the withdrawal.
Right.
The antidepressants that are supposed to treat depression, the antidepressants are known to double the risk of suicide. This is the drug trial. The drug companies themselves know this. Their own internal studies showed twice the suicides in the antidepressant group versus the placebo group. This is where, you know, you take people that are depressed and divide them in, you know, randomly. That's how you know what causes it. You randomly assign them, say, okay, you're in the antidepressant group, you're in the placebo group. I mean, they're not told that. They don't know what they're taking. But there were twice as many suicides in the group that was being treated with an antidepressant. This is consistent. There's study after study. So we have to ask, why are we giving these to so many people? Why right now are we massively drugging the military when we know this? We know it causes violence. We know it causes suicide.
Right. And these are class 2, like Ritalin is class 2, which is like cocaine. These are addictive.
They're all addictive in different ways. I mean, Ritalin is addictive because it's amphetamine, and you're right, it's a Schedule 2 controlled substance, just like cocaine and morphine. But they're all addictive in different ways because they are altering the brain chemistry. And so your own normal functioning in the brain starts to adjust, and like let's say with the most commonly prescribed those SSRI antidepressants, Paxil, Prozac, Celexa, Effexor, all these, what happens is your brain stops producing serotonin because it thinks there's too much because of the effect the drug is having, where it doesn't let it leave the it doesn't let it, you know, reabsorb and it stays firing at the receptor. So your brain says, oh, alert, something's wrong here. Stop producing serotonin. That's why some people have an initial positive reaction. They think the drug is working, but then it stops. And it stops because your brain is trying to adjust to this foreign substance. Then you stop the drug. Well, your brain quit producing it, what it was naturally producing before, now you have an imbalance. Now when you stop, now you're depressed. Now you've got different, you know, reactions. So the drugs, going down that path, that's why it ends up being a lifelong path, because you're actually changing your brain chemistry.
Sure.
Now, getting off them, you can. I don't want to leave it like on some hopeless note, because you can recover from that. It takes working with a doctor who is informed about this, working extremely gradually, coming off them, so that your brain will kind of start re-functioning in the way it was before.
Right. Yeah. So these drugs actually make people a patient for life. Not that they had a disease to begin with, but
right.
After you start taking them.
That's right.
Then gosh.
And all of the things, like, let's look at, back to the idea that they're mind-altering, psychotropic, mind-altering. What that means, mind-altering, means it makes you do things you wouldn't normally do. So just as an everyday example that people can relate to, alcohol. If you get drunk, people do things they wouldn't normally do. They say things they wouldn't normally say. They end up doing things they wouldn't normally do. So that's, alcohol is mind-altering on a much less, serious level. But psychotropic drugs are like, alcohol on steroids. It will make you do things you really wouldn't do, like kill yourself, kill somebody else,
And isn't that what the whole purpose was, is to get rid of the idea of right and wrong so that you do things that you wouldn't have ever thought of doing before?
Well, this is, is really getting into the deep background of, of
what Chisholm said.
Yes, exactly. Of, what some, old, this was, I think, in 1940.
Right.
An agenda that was set for psychiatry. So that's really getting into the deep background of what's going on with this. Yeah.
Oh, just amazing, amazing stuff. I just hope that people will look at the video, both DVDs, both videos, The Hidden Enemy, Inside Psychiatry's Covert Agenda, and then the other one, which is just fabulous, The Marketing of Madness, The Truth About Psychotropic Drugs. It's a 3-hour video, worth every second. Every second, everybody should look at both of these videos. Maybe do that, over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, and go on the website, the cchr.org website, and if you agree with this, sign the petition that's asking for a congressional investigation into the psychiatric drugging and the military and the violence.
Exactly. Everybody should sign that petition, and hopefully it will do some good. I don't trust Congress, of course. I just...
I understand.
Yes. But if enough people scream, something might happen.
Yes, if we're louder than the pharmaceutical lobbyists. Yes.
Exactly. Thank you so very much, Dr. Logman, for being on the program today. I just love
what you're
doing, and so appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Alrighty, we will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Stay with us for our next guest, and that guest will be Stan White.